Random House Audio presents The Skyliners by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. Everybody in our part of the country knew of Black Fetchin, so folks just naturally stood aside when he rode into town with his kinfolk. The Fetchin land lay up on Sinking Creek, and it wasn't often a Sackett got over that way, so we had no truck with one another. We heard talk of him and his doings, how he'd killed a stranger over on Caney's Fork, and about a fair string of shootings and cuttings running back 6 or 7 years. He wasn't the only Fetchin who'd worked up to trouble in that country, or down in the flatland for that matter. It was a story told and retold how Black Fetchin rode down to Tazewell and taken some kin of his away from the law. James Black Fetchin his name was, but all knew him as Black, because the name suited. He was a dark, handsome man with a bold, hard-shouldered way about him, as quick with his fists as with a gun. Those who rode with him, like Tory Fetchin and Colby Rafin, were the same sort. Me and Galloway had business over in Tazewell, or we'd never have been around those parts. Not that we feared Black Fetchin, or any man, but we were newly home from the western lands, and when we went to Tazewell, we went to pay off the last of Pa's debts. Pa had bad luck several years running, and owed honor debts we were bound to pay, so Galloway and me rode back from the Buffalo Plains to settle up. We had taken off to the western lands 2 years before, me 22 then and him 21. We worked the Santa Fe Trail with a freight outfit and laid track for a railroad mountain spur and finally went over the trail from Texas with a herd of steers. It wasn't until we went buffalo hunting that we made our stake. About that time, we heard some kinfolk of ours, name of William Tell Sackett, was herding up trouble down in the Muggione, so we saddled up and lit out, because when a Sackett has trouble, his kin is just bound to share it with him. So we rode down to help him clean things up. This debt in Tazewell now was the last, and our last cent as well. After 2 years, we were right back where we started, except that we had our rifles and handguns and a blanket or two. We'd sold our horses when we came back to Tennessee from the hunting grounds. We walked across the mountain, and when we got to town, we headed for the town pump. Once we'd had a drink, we started back across the street to settle our debt at the store that had given Pa credit when times were bad. We were fairly out in the middle of the street when hoofs began to pound and a passel of folks a horseback came charging up, all armed and loaded for feudin' or bear fightin'. Folks went high-tailing it for shelter when they saw those riders coming, but we were right out in the middle of the street and of no mind to run. They came a-tearing down upon us, and one of them taken a cut at me with a quirt, yelling, "Get out in the street!" Well, I just naturally reached up and grabbed a hold on that quirt, and most things I lay a hand to will move. He had a loop around his wrist and couldn't let go if he was a mind to, so I just jerked and he left that saddle a-flying and landed in the dust. The rest of them, they reined around, of a mind to see some fun. That one who sat in the dust roosted there a speck, trying to figure what happened to him, and then he came off the ground with a whoop and laid at me with a fist. Now, we Sacketts had always been handy at knuckle and skull fighting, but Galloway and me had put in a spell with Irish tracklayers and freighting teamsters who did most of their fighting like that. When this stranger looped a swing at my face, I just naturally stepped inside and clobbered him with a short one. I fetched him coming in on me, and his head snapped back as if you'd laid the butt end of an axe against it. He went into the dust, and about that time I heard Galloway saying, mild-like, "Go ahead if you're a mind to. I'm taking bets I can empty 4 or 5 saddles before you get me." Me, I'd held my own rifle in my left hand this while, so I just flipped her up, my hand grasped the action, and I was ready. The two of us stood there facing the 9 of them, and it looked like blood on the ground. Only nobody moved. The big, handsome man who had been riding point for the outfit looked us over and said, "I'm Black Fetchin." Galloway, he spoke over to me. "Black Fetchin," he says. "Flagon, are you scared?" "Don't seem to be, now that I think on it, but I've been scared a time or two. Recall that Comanche out there on the short grass? There for a minute or two, I figured he had me." "But you fetched him, Flagon. Now what all do you figure we should do with this lot?" "Well, he made his confession. He owned up fair and honest who he was. He never tried to lie out of it. You got to give credit to a man who'll confess like that." "Maybe," Galloway was almighty serious, "but I think you're mistaken in this man. He owned up to the fact that he was Black Fetchin', but there wasn't the shame in him there should have been. I figure a man who can up and say, 'I'm Black Fetchin'," should feel shame. Might at least hang his head and scuff his toe, might." Black Fetchin' had been growing madder by the minute.
"I've had enough of this. By the—" "Hold off, Black!"
That was Colby Rafin talking.
"I've seen these two before, over nigh the gap. These are Sacketts. I heard tell they'd come home from the buffalo range."
Now, we Sacketts have been feuding up and down the country with one outfit or another for nigh on to 100 years, and nobody could say we hadn't marked up our share of scalps, but nobody could say that we hunted trouble. When Rafin said that, we could just sort of see Black Fetchin settling down into his saddle. We weren't just a pair of Green Mountain boys putting on a show. He was a brave man, but only a fool will chance a shot from a Winchester at 40 feet. Knowing who we were, he now knew we would shoot, so he sat quiet and started to smile.
"Sorry, boys, but a joke is a joke. We've come to town on business and want no trouble. Shall I say we apologize?"
That was like a rattlesnake stopping his rattling while keeping his head drawn back to strike. "You can say that," I agreed, "and we'll accept it just like you mean it. But just so's there's no misunderstanding, why don't you boys just shuck your artillery? Just let them fall gentle into the street."
"I'll be damned if I will,"
Tory Fetchin yelled. "You'll be dead if you don't," Galloway told him. "As to being damned, you'll have to take that up with your lord and maker. You going to shuck those guns, or do I start shooting?"
"Do what he says, boys," Black said. "This is only one day. There'll be another."
They did as ordered, but Galloway is never one to let things be. He's got a hankering for the fringe around the edges.
"Now, gentlemen and fellow sinners, you have come this day within the shadow of the valley. It is well for each and every one of us to recall how weak is the flesh, how close we stand to judgment. So you will all join me in singing Rock of Ages."
He gestured to Black Fetchin. "You will lead the singing, and I hope you are in fine voice."
"You're crazy."
"Maybe," Galloway agreed, "but I want to hear you loud and clear. You got until I count three to start, and you better make sure they all join in."
"Like hell!"
Tory was 17, and he was itching to prove himself as tough as he thought he was, or as tough as he wanted others to think he was. Galloway fired, and that bullet whipped Tory's hat from his head and notched his ear.
"Sing, damn you,"
Galloway said, and brother, they sang.
I'll say this for them. They had good, strong voices, and they knew the words. Up in the mountains, the folks are strong on going to meeting, and these boys all knew the words. We heard it clear.
"Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee."
"Now you all turn around," Galloway advised, "and ride slow out of town. I want all these good people to know you ain't bad boys, just sort of rambunctious when there's nobody about to discipline you a mite."
Your guns, I said, will be in the bank when it opens tomorrow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?